There's nothing that makes us stronger in standing against the devil than knowing that we're walking in the will of God. If you are walking in the plan of the Lord and you've already surrendered to God, then resisting the devil is no problem. And I can prove it to you. In 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter writes about it. In James chapter 4, James writes about it. Okay, I just need you to know this. Both of these guys essentially say the same thing. I'm going to paraphrase this for you because my 20 minutes is almost up. Here's the paraphrase, okay? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, how can you submit unless you're wrestling? Nick's a wrestler. Peter's pretty strong. We should have him right here. Come on, guys. Just kidding. You know, get some rug burns. I wonder who'd win. Both of you guys are wrestled, right? I don't know. Nick's a bit taller. But Peter's a bit buff. I don't know. This afternoon, there's going to be a wrestling match at Youth Church. That's right. On the grass outside with all of Lexi's treats. You get into submission hold, you got the guy. God wants us to submit to him voluntarily. But I want to tell you, when you do submit to God, when you find that place of submission, it's an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. The peace of God that washes over you. You know what it does? It takes the... What's that part of the bullet where you got to hit it first before the bullet goes off? What's that called again? The cap? You know, when you if you light a stick of dynamite, you light a fuse. Or if you have a bomb, there's like usually some sort of ignition thing that I don't know what it's called. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. Somebody got it. Detonator. Are you smarter than the pastor? We just defuse the devil and his schemes. We take the detonator right out of his bomb when we submit to God. The problem you and I have is that we're not willing to submit to God in the first place. And we're so full of ourselves, we think that we can manage it on our own. Here's the message for you today. You can't do it on your own. Okay? Come on, wake up, smell the coffee. You can't do it on your own. Go ahead and put your hand in your heart. Say, I can't do it on my own. Yeah, just go ahead and say it again like you mean it. I can't do it on my own. I mean, do we have to go around this thing again and again? I can't do this on my own. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I'm tired of kicking the same tire. I'm tired of looking at the same problems over and over again. I'm tired of ending up in the same blooming place every time. Here's the deal. We need the Holy Spirit of God. Do you notice that these fellows were just sleeping? Jesus is asking them. He said, just pray with me 1 hour. I can't even pray an hour. And then comes the guilt. You know, imagine the guilt afterwards. Like Jesus is praying in the garden. Then he gets arrested. Then he gets crucified and he dies. We couldn't even pray an hour. He just asked us to hang out with him for 1 hour. We couldn't pray for an hour. The guilt, the shame. Unless we have the power of the Holy Spirit, you can't even begin to pray for an hour. Unless we have some supernatural strength given to us, something outside of ourselves that comes and fills us up on the inside, unless we have that, we'll never be able to do it. Here's the deal. We are empty. We are worthless without God and His Holy Spirit. In your best effort, on your best day, you can't do anything. I tried to write a song last night. I sat down with my guitar. I had a couple of hours. I got done with my sermon preparation early, and I started working on the guitar. I pick up the guitar, and I started playing through some chord structures, thinking, I'm going to write a song. I want to write a song about this. And I'm so started trying to pin words. And I spent 2 hours, and I came up with absolutely nothing. Any songwriters out there, you know what I'm talking about. I got through the end. I had a couple of little chords. I was thinking, well, this would be nice, a little bossa nova to it or something. I got so totally distracted, I never wrote a thing. At the end, I sat there disgusted with myself that I couldn't come up with anything after hours. You know, when you have the inspiration, you can write a song in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I've written the best songs I've ever written in 5 minutes because it just happened. Boom, download. Whoa, give me a guitar. And there it is. I mean, the words rhyme and everything. I don't know about you, but I think we need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I think we need to recognize that even with our best intentions, all we've got is enthusiasm for Jesus. Oh, we'll never forsake you, Jesus. Even if everybody else, even if all these other lame disciples run away, I will die with you. Yeah, okay, Peter. Cock crow 3 times, you know, you're done. Listen, your enthusiastic agreement with what Jesus has in mind for you means nothing. What you really need is the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, there was a time when Peter was sleeping, and it was actually a good thing. This particular time he was sleeping, it was a bad thing. Jesus asked him to pray, but he couldn't. He didn't have the wherewithal inside of himself. He didn't have the Holy Spirit. So he slept through what was Jesus' most dramatic test. Thank God Jesus didn't need his disciples. He didn't need the people around him. He needed the Spirit of God. When you look to your friends to fill that emptiness, or you try to find the strength from your support group, it's wonderful to have a support group, but you're not going to find it there, because there's going to come a time when those around you just fall asleep because they don't share the same passion as you do about what's going on in your life. You're crying out, you're saying, my kid's sick, or somebody's dying, or you guys, how come you didn't care? I always brought meals to your house, but you never brought meals to mine. Why weren't you there for me? Anybody ever felt that before? Well, I tell you what, Jesus could have felt that, but thank God for that story, because he didn't need those people around him. Actually, what he really needed was the presence of the Holy Spirit. And one of the passages, I think it's Mark, it says an angel of the Lord ministered to him. I wonder if that angel of the Lord, was the Spirit of God manifested. I wonder if angel was just the word they used. I don't know. I didn't check the Greek. But I certainly know this, that you and I need supernatural intervention in our lives. And it's not going to come through a support group. Support groups are good, but they have their limitations and they have a place where they end. What we really need is we really need the Holy Spirit to fill us up. And I'll ask you this question. I know I've gone more than 20 minutes. I should never say 20 minutes. I should never promise those things. But let's just say right here, I've got this little thing of water. Okay, I'm going to drink it real quick. Are you guys with me? Hold on. Chug, chug. That's not very impressive. If that was a gallon jug, that would be impressive. Okay. All right, what I have right here is an empty plastic bottle. It's called an empty vessel. Let's call this you. This is you. This is me. We are empty of our strength. We have reached that place where we are either sorrowful to the point of death. We have run out of energy. There's nobody else around us. We are desperately crying out to God. We need help. It's all going to fall apart at this point unless something happens. We need to be filled, right? You've heard the verse of Scripture, be filled with the Spirit. You heard that, right? Ever wondered how you get filled? I mean, the Scripture says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. How do I get filled? I mean, if I want to be filled with food, I go eat, right? How do I get filled with the Spirit? Well, this is how we try to fill ourselves. It's crazy, but we do this. We think somehow it's some sort of ethereal thing. We go like this. Be filled. Let's try it again. You guys weren't with me that time. Come on, think. Concentrate your energy. Focus. You guys with me? Come on. Be filled. How do they do it in Star Wars? Be filled. Come on. Seriously. Maybe if I dance. I'm not going to dance. I can shout and scream in that thing all day long. I can focus my energy on it, whatever that's worth. Obviously nothing. Nothing's going to happen. I can't make water appear in there. How in the world am I going to get this thing filled? Let's get practical. You know the way to get it filled? Just go to the faucet, turn it on, put it on the faucet, fill it up. Hey, right? Isn't that as simple as that? Go to the source. Fill it up at the source. Got to provide. I mean, I can't just make it happen. It's not going to come out of thin air. I got to go where the water is and put it in there where the water is. Listen, where then, if he says be filled with the Holy Spirit, where do we go to get this Holy Spirit? Well, you go to the source. Where's the source? Abba, of course. You're going to go to Dad and you're going to sit in his presence. You're going to say, God, I am going to recognize by faith right now that there's a spiritual faucet above my head, and you're going to switch that thing on right now, and I'm going to sit here and be filled with your Holy Spirit. You say, well, that's just weird, Eric. No, that's not weird. You're sitting in the presence of God. You're listening to Him. You're waiting for His voice. You're saying, okay, God, if I have to wrestle with you, I have to wrestle with you. If I have to submit to you, I'm going to submit to you. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'm going to wrestle and fight it out with you. I'm going to question you, see if you can change your mind. But when you finally come down to it, it's going to be your will and not my will that rules. And that's where we get filled. When you empty yourself of your own foolish energy, okay, and get rid of all the stuff that you thought made you strong, and you get rid of all your foolish ideas, you may think they're wise, but you, as Proverbs chapter 3 says, you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you lean not on your own understanding, but you acknowledge the Lord in all your ways so that He can make your path straight. Well, guess what? You're sitting under the faucet, under the spout, and God's going to let that Holy Spirit just fill you up. How do we get filled with the Holy Spirit? We ask. We sit in His presence and say, God, I need supernatural energy. How did Jesus get it? He went to the garden. He cried out until He got an answer from God. Well, how about you and me? We start praying and we give up 5 minutes into it. We say, oh, God is not listening to me. Really? Actually, He is. Maybe you're not listening to God. Oh, but I've been trying, Eric. I've been trying. How much have you been trying? Did you pray for an hour? Well, I can't pray for an hour. I fell asleep. I want you to do this. If you go into the presence of the Lord and you fall asleep, that's okay. When you wake up, you're still in the presence of the Lord. Keep praying. Don't get yourself all hung up about the fact that you fell asleep in the prayer meeting or that you fell asleep in your quiet time. That's okay. Keep going there. Keep getting alone with God. Keep retreating into that closet, as it were, that prayer closet. Close the door. Spend time with the Father. Abba will begin to speak to you. He'll begin to challenge you. He'll begin to challenge your will. He'll begin to challenge your ways. He'll begin to challenge things about you. And you say, all right, Lord. All right, all right, all right. I'm going to surrender this time. This time I'm giving it over to you. I'll tell you what will happen. When you submit to God and you go out and resist the devil, God will fight your battle for you. You won't have to be fighting. That's what happens. You submit to God in the arm wrestling and God says, okay, winner's got game. So you wrestle God. And then he's like, I beat you, so I got the devil now. The devil, he goes out and just slams that devil down. But if winners got game and you went out and you thought you wrestled with God and you won, guess who's facing the devil? Practically speaking, I want to tell you that you and I need supernatural intervention. And God has promised that when we ask and we seek Him with our whole heart that we will find Him. It's time for you and me to stop thinking we can do it on our own. Stop being proud. Stop being proud. Oh, I'll never leave you, Jesus. Yeah, you will. Right circumstances, right pressure. Yeah, you will. It's time to lean upon the Lord. Get honest with God. Go for a walk on the beach and cry out to Him. Shake your fist at the heaven and say, God, I don't understand. It's okay. Wrestle. He who has once wrestled with God will find himself no longer needing to wrestle with the devil. And that's my 20-minute sermon. It's the best 20 minutes of your life right there. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for our children. And thank you that we are your children. I know I didn't get to tell the story about Peter when he was sleeping and it was a good thing. But Lord, I know this to be true. That when you calm our anxieties, nothing can keep us from resting and sleeping. And Lord, when you fill our energy and restore our hope, our sorrows fly away. And the energy that was sapped is returned. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you today. Holy Spirit, we need you today. We need you. Lord, we can't battle these things. We can't. Through our God we shall do valiantly. It is he who shall tread down our enemies. Father, I pray that every person here will be empowered right now by the power of your Holy Spirit through their decision to wrestle with you and to come to a place of submission to your will in their lives. I pray that you will empower them, Lord. Empower them. Let them not find themselves emotionally strong and morally weak. Rather, let them become strong truly in the Spirit. May our sin never keep us from you again. May that snare not catch my foot again. May that lie not lodge in my heart again. May that failure never rob from me again. Let me find myself in you, Jesus. The life that I now live, living by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, Father, let that be our heart's cry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.